And God saw the light. Genesis chapter 1, verse 4. This morning we notice the goodness of the light and the Lord's dividing it from the darkness. We now note the special eye which the Lord had for the light. God saw the light. He looked at it with complacency, gazed upon it with pleasure, saw that it was good. If the Lord has given you light, dear reader, He looks on that light with peculiar interest, for not only is it dear to Him as His own handiwork, but because it is like Himself, for He is light. Pleasant it is to the believer to know that God's eye is thus tenderly observant of that work of grace which He has begun. He never loses sight of the treasure which He has placed in our earthen vessels. Sometimes we cannot see the light, but God always sees the light, and that is much better than our seeing it. Better for the judge to see my innocence than for me to think I see it. It is very comfortable for me to know that I am one of God's people, but whether I know it or not, if the Lord knows it, I am still safe. This is the foundation. The Lord knoweth them that are His. You may be sighing and groaning because of inbred sin and mourning over your darkness, yet the Lord sees the light in your heart, for He has put it there. And all the cloudiness and gloom of your soul cannot conceal your light from His gracious eye. You may have sunk low in despondency and even despair, but if your soul has any longing towards Christ, and if you are seeking to rest in His finished work, God sees the light. He not only sees it, but He also preserves it in you. I, the Lord, do keep it. This is a precious thought to those who, after anxious watching and guarding of themselves, feel their own powerlessness to do so. The light thus preserved by His grace, He will one day develop into the splendor of noonday and the fullness of glory. The light within is the dawn of the eternal day.